Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, we know we're just pilgrims,
anoint these lips of clay, God, to bring a ring of words to those who may or may not know of you in the parts of their faith. Grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom, words of encouragement to those that may be hurting deep in the pit of their souls. Father, we be so mindful to give your name the glory, hallelujah, and all the honor and all the praise. These and other blessings and preparations we ask in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. And we shall all in unity say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And like I first stated, I just thank those of you that were able to tune in. I know some of you are out on the road trying to get to your destination. And I pray that all of you make the destination without hurt, harm, or danger. All we need to do is just keep prayer on our agenda. Keep God number one, and God will do the rest. And so I'm just asking you all to get close to your radio dial, get your cushion to position your posture, and help me to edify the divine word of truth on tonight. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's just been really some chilly nights. I mean, it's really been chilly. And I've been in the studio and kind of cold. But, you know, it doesn't matter because I know that my work is not in vain. Whatever you do for God, when you do it with a cheerful heart, mind, soul, you know, God gets the glory and he gets all the honor. And I get a chance to give him the praise. So, you know, I don't worry about it because I'm pretty well got my supportive clothing on, you know, for this weather. I went and kind of put on me some double, clothing because, like I said, it's kind of chilly during the night. But anyway, I just thank those of you that were able to tune in on tonight, and God has a blessing in store for you, you, and you. And I just thank all of those of you that have been my loyal and faithful listeners. And I tell you, just dedicated, extended church family, my friends and my constituents, my kinship family, my supporters, my followers of Jesus Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ. I just thank you because I know that you love the divine word of truth and you believe that what I'm saying is the divine word of truth. And I'm just telling you, I'm mimicking what God said. That's the only thing I'm doing. I'm just taking it from God's voice and he's interpreting it through mine. It's just kind of like a pipeline. It's a pipeline of communication. And so I just thank you for being that loyal and faithful listener. And like I first stated, without you, there would be no need for me to be here. But because you love God and you love the divine word of God, and you, I know you have to have some love for Overseer Ward. So I just thank you for your loyalty. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And so without any further ado, we're going to go on into our program. And so our sermon on tonight entitled Choosing Lanes. I want to say that one more time. Tonight's sermon is Choosing Lanes. Hallelujah. And although this hour, Lord, I would ask you to be my guide, and by thy power no foot shall climb. Those lyrics are good reminders of our constant need for God's guidance. Hallelujah. We know that King David recognized that he needed guidance all through the days as he faced the challenges of life. And we too, as we go through our daily itinerary that we planned out, And we know that God has an itinerary of his own for our lives. Sometimes our itinerary goes as planned, and sometimes we have a change of plans because God has something else in store for us to do. But we know, as I first stated, hallelujah, that King David recognized that he needed the guidance all through the day as he faced the challenges of life. We read that in the law of Psalm 25, and it reads like this. It says, lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Verse 5. Hallelujah. And we know that wait too can be a teachable follower of God. We know that David looked to his Redeemer for direction. His heart desire was to wait on God with dependent faith throughout the entire day. And so, excuse me, may this be our desire as well. Our request for God's help often began the day, but then complete distraction can pull our attention away from him. So Lord, remind us to pray all through this hour, Lord, to be our guide. There is never a day nor a season that prayer may not bless every hour. And never prayer need be helpless when linked with God's infinite power. We find out that Christ be first in your thoughts in the morning and last in your thoughts at night. Hallelujah. We know that in this life, we know that we have a full itinerary in our daily agenda. You have to get up and get dressed. Then some of us have children that we have to get them up and get them dressed off to their various schools. Some might be in Head Start. Some might be in kindergarten. Some might be in middle school. Some might be in high school. Some might be in community college. Some might be going on to university. And you might have to be the chauffeur getting them to their destination as well. But as we go through our daily task through the day, we have what we call a lane. And when we get on the highway, we can choose the outer lane, the middle lane, or the far lane, or the outside lane. We have choices to make when we're on the road. And there are many ways, and there is the way. The question is, which way shall we take? And like I first stated, we know that life is like a highway with multiple lanes. Some heading north, some heading south, some heading east, and some heading west. Hallelujah. And we know that people from all walks of life travel in different lanes on the same highway. Travelers often discover to their surprise that they are in a lane that exits in a side road or a crossover road. They have to change lanes quickly in order to stay on course and reach their destination. And Paul reminds us that he was on his way to Damascus Road when he changed lanes. He changed from the narrow legalism of Judaism to the covenant of grace of the Christian faith. He changed from the lane of prejudice. He changed from the lane of bigotry. He changed from the lane of oppression to the lane of liberating freedom in Jesus Christ. We find out that all of us are travelers on life highway. An encounter with Jesus Christ enables us to change lanes. When we enter the right lane, we are assured of a joyful journey. It is a special express lane, which if followed, of us to fulfill the divine design, changing lanes to get to the kingdom involves decisions, determination, and destiny. And we know that every day we make choices that affect our journey. Every day we need the guidance of the King of the Road. He meets us on his holy highway. And that highway shall be there. It shall be called the highway of holiness. It shall be for those, the wayfaring men, that's found in the law of Isaiah 35:8. I would like to ask you that are out there in my podcast, live digital audience on tonight, which road are you driving? Which road will be your destination, direction? You have a choice to go north. You have a choice to go south. You have a choice to go east. And you also have a choice to go west. But we know that there are four directions in which to travel. And you can choose the way of God. And the way of God's road is the holy highway. We know that if we go in God's direction, we will never get off our path. We will never detour. We will never run into a dead-end road. We will never run into what they call a roadblock. Because God is the one that leads us on our highway journey. Every day we are on a highway journey. Every day that we're trying to live this life of Christ. We're trying to live out this life of holiness and righteousness to its fullest extent of God's love. And in this lane of many choices, we choose the divine direction under God's guidance and under God's leadership. And if we stay on course under the guidance and the direction of God, we will never run into a dead-end road. We will never run off the road. We will stay on course if we stay in God's word, stay anchored in God. Because that road of righteousness will make you love your haters. It will make you love the one that mistreated you. It will make you love the one that abused you. It will make you love the one that has talked ill-mannerly about you. You know, choosing lanes give us a choice. And it gives us new direction and new insight and foresight of God's way of living. We don't live the way we used to live. We don't even think the way we used to think. We don't talk the way we used to talk, but we have a new vocabulary. When we choose the way of righteousness, we choose the lane of righteousness. Are we talking about? Choosing lanes is our theme on tonight. So when we change the course of our lifestyle and we choose to go on the road of righteousness, it gives us a new in-depth approach about our life. And the way to please God is to do what we know is right and to obey God's 10 commandments that he has set forth and set out for our life. You know, the 10 commandments, it's like our GPS guide. It guides us to all truth. It will guide us straight on into heaven gates if we do according to God's command. And he said to love those that prosecute you. Love those, you know, that despise you. And when we do those things, we know that every day there's been laid up a crown for us, and that is the crown of holiness. But we have to go the road of holiness. We know that if we go through the way of holiness, then that is the way that leads to everlasting life. And everlasting eternal life with Jesus up in glory. And so I would ask you tonight, if you're on the wrong road, I suggest you to change lanes and get on the highway road of Jesus Christ. You will never go wrong and ride on the road of holiness. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for you that was able to tune in on tonight. And in it, I hope and I pray that I said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind. If I have brought unto you the divine word of truth, if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you want the Holy Spirit desire to go down in prayer on your behalf, you are encouraged to send your correspondence to God's House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the Old Ship of Zion. You can send your correspondence, make it attention, Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Till we meet again, I encourage you to go in God and allow God to go in you.